What's the date today? Of? Tomorrow is, therefore? I thought I'd say that just so y'all feel like real winners this morning. I know I could get that. We're going to do something this morning. I've got basically two messages. So call home, turn the roast off. No, I'm kidding. But I'm derelict as your pastor. If I don't bring some perspective on what's happening tomorrow. And my desire is to have you filled with awareness. Remember, Pastor Carl said, get ready, stay ready, and grow. Say it with me again. Get ready, stay ready, and grow. Those of you who have been here for some time know that my theology for the end times is basically be ready. Be ready. Be right with Jesus. Then no matter what happens, rapture or no, then no matter what happens, you go through the tribulation or no, when you're ready with Jesus, you'll be right where you belong. Remember the story of the 10 virgins? 5 were foolish, 5 were not. 5 were foolish, why? Who can remember? They didn't have oil. Oil is a type of the Holy Spirit in the Bible. They ran out of oil. They slumbered and they slept in their walk with God. And then when the trumpet sound came and the voice cried out, "The bridegroom cometh," they went, "Oh, I'm not ready." 5 were foolish who didn't have oil. 5 were wise. Why were they wise? They had oil. They were ready. And when the call comes, it's your time. They say, "Yeah, okay, we're cheering, we're going, we're staying, whatever it is you're doing, we're doing." So a lot of people have a lot of perspectives on end times, but there's something happening tomorrow that you may have heard something about. And I'm derelict as your pastor if I don't talk about 4 blood moons. 4 blood moons. And I'm just going to talk a little bit about it this morning so you have awareness. And what I have done here is I have created a document for you to take home. And I've got these things on overhead, so I don't want to lose you when I give you the paperwork. Look at me. Say, "Yes, Pastor Kevin."
Yes, Pastor Kevin.
We'll focus on what you're saying, Pastor Kevin. Pastor Kevin's like, "Yeah, sure. Yeah. If you'd help me. If you'd help me, please." Some of you have heard of Pastor John Hagee and also Pastor Mark Blitz. Now, Pastor Mark Blitz is the pastor of El Shaddai Ministries in Puyallup. And actually, he has a very profound series of teachings called the Feast of the Lord. And he was one of the helpful texts that I used when I preached on the Feast of the Lord and taught on the Feast of the Lord. And God's timetable is not the same as ours, right? God says, "When I'm ready, you better be," right? So, okay, yes, sir. Anyway, so Pastor Mark Blitz is in Puyallup, and he and Pastor John Hagee are good friends. And Pastor Hagee wrote a book this last year called 4 Blood Moons, Something is About to Change. And I was loaned this book by Royal and Sue Journey. You can find this anywhere. It's actually a bestseller. Let me say right at the outset, some of you might go, "Well, I don't think that's true. I don't think these things are true." You know what? I think there's a strong measure of it that is true. But I don't set my desire and heart's full focus on a date. I set my heart's focus and my desire on Jesus. But if we don't understand what's happening, and it is the plan of God, then we're not ready. So I want you to be ready. Alan and Shannon, would you guys come on up? And they're going to help me read a couple of scriptures as we get started this morning. Now, how many are not reading the paper? Yeah, that's what I thought. Turn your paper over, please. That's what I thought. The vast majority of you are reading the paper. That's right. That paper's for you to go home with. But listen to the scriptures this morning. If you'll say your scripture reference and then read it, that would be very helpful. Thank you so much.
From Genesis 1:14.
Can you all hear him? Genesis 1, verse 14.
Then God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons and for the days and years."
Now, let them be. Did you hear what he said? Yes. What does the Bible say? Let the lights in the heavens be for what?
Signs
and
seasons.
Say it again. For signs
and
seasons. Thank you.
Okay, this is Joel 2, verse 10. The earth quakes before them, the heavens tremble, the sun and moon grow dark, and the stars diminish their brightness. The Lord gives voice before his army, and his camp is very great. For strong is the one who executes his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can endure it?
Now, let me just interject. If you're right with God, the day of the Lord is what? Great.
Great.
If you're not right with God, it may be seen as terrible. So I urge you all, get right with God, stay right with God, be right with God.
This is Joel 2:31. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord.
And finally, from Joel 3:15, the sun and moon will grow dark, and the stars will diminish their brightness.
The sun and moon will grow dark, and the
stars
will diminish their brightness.
How many believe that everything created, including people that breathe, every knee shall bow, everything shall bow before Jesus Christ, King of kings and Lord of lords? So what I'm going to do in the next few minutes is give you an understanding of a topic that's very current, that's very something that is really happening, because the four blood moons begin tomorrow, April 14th. Now, those of us, just a quick understanding, those of us who are in the western part of the United States and in the United States will be the ones especially who are able to see this. In Israel, they can't see much of these. They know they're happening, but they can't see much. Those who are in the European countries won't be able to see much, but we will. Now, it will begin at 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is what for us? 11 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Somewhere around midnight, if we have clear skies, somewhere around midnight is when the sky, or the moon rather, will turn a copper red in color. And that's where it gets its blood moon title. All right, let's go ahead and start with the overhead. And you have some of these notes in front of you. All right, so this is from earthsky.org. And then I'm going to do some interesting things from Pastor Hagee's book. What is a lunar tetrad? How many have ever heard of a lunar tetrad? All right, good. A lunar tetrad. It's coming up in 2014 to 2015. Hang in there. There's a lot of interesting perspective. What is a tetrad? A tetrad is four successive total lunar eclipses. How many have ever heard of a lunar eclipse?
Yes.
Sure. With no partial lunar eclipses in between. Each of which is separated from the other by six lunar months or six full moons. Again, two pastors, Mark Blitz, John Hagee especially, use the term blood moon to apply to the full moons of the upcoming tetrad. Four successive total lunar eclipses with no partial lunar eclipses in between, each of which is separated from the other by six lunar months, six full moons. Joel 2, verse 31, you heard it this morning. The sun will be turned to darkness, the moon to blood before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. And that description describes both a total solar eclipse and a total lunar eclipse. When the sun is turned to darkness, that's when the moon is directly between the earth and sun in a total solar eclipse. When the moon is turned to blood, the earth is directly between the sun and the moon. The earth's shadow falls on the moon in a total lunar eclipse. Now, why does it turn red? Well, we have these wonderful, glorious red sunsets, too. And you've got pollution in the air, but you've got sun turning, or day turning to night. And you've got all these glorious things that happen, and we get these beautiful moons. Man, I got to tell you, I've lived in a lot of places in my life. I've never seen more gorgeous full moons than we have right here. Man, we have the most gorgeous ones. All right, the dates of biblical prophecy of the blood moons in 2014 and 2015. These are the dates for the upcoming tetrad. Now, these stats and figures come from NASA. They're not just from these pastors. They come from NASA. And I'm going to trace through history a little bit where these events occurred. Those dates come from NASA. Four successful total lunar eclipses in these years, 2014, between April 14 and 15. The total lunar eclipse, October 8. In 2015, the total lunar eclipse, April 4. The total lunar eclipse, September 28. Now, there are a total, two-thirds of your way down page one, there are a total of eight tetrads in the 21st century, 2001 to 2100. Proponents of the biblical prophecy regarding the upcoming tetrad, they see it as especially significant because it coincides with two very important Jewish holidays, Passover and Tabernacles. Passover deals with the Paschal Lamb. Who's the Passover Lamb of God?
Jesus.
But you read in Exodus, and this is extremely important to the Jewish people, and you see the scriptures from Genesis that talk about it's for a sign and a season. And basically, when you look into the Hebrew, it talks about the festivals, along with the signs and seasons seen in the stars and moon and sun, are for a dress rehearsal, is what it means in the Hebrew, a dress rehearsal for the real that is to come. Hang in there. Now, you go to the book of Hebrews, and you find about the Holy of Holies and the holy place where the priests in the Old Testament ministered. That is a shadow or a type of the real that takes place in heaven. You all understand we're going to worship forever in heaven. You all understand the Paschal Lamb lost his life and blood was shed, and they put it in, remember in Exodus? They put the blood on the doorposts, and the death angel passed over them. How many are glad that when you apply the blood of Jesus to your life, you're washed clean from sin through the blood of Jesus, the death angel that's due for sin, death has passed upon all men. The wages of sin, the Bible says, is what?
Death.
But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So when the blood is applied to the lintel and the doorposts of our hearts and minds to our lives, the death angel that we deserve passes over. Passover. All right? So, how common is a tetrad of total lunar eclipses? Depending on the century in which you live, a lunar tetrad, four consecutive total lunar eclipses spaced at six lunar months apart from one another, may happen fairly frequently or not at all. Page two. For instance, in our 21st century, 2001 to 2100, there are a total of eight tetrads. But in the 17th, 18th, and 19th centuries, there were none at all. George Washington never saw a blood moon. Mozart never saw a blood moon. Many others that you know of never saw one. If we include all the centuries from the first century, AD 1 to 100, through the 21st century, there are a total of 62. The last one occurred in 2003 to 4, and the next one will occur in 2014 to 2015, and the next one after that, 2032 to 2033. Now hang in there. Which ones specifically fell on the Jewish feasts of Passover and Tabernacles? This all means something. There appear only to be eight in the entirety of 21 centuries. The number eight in the Bible, numbers have a meaning to them. The number eight is?
New beginnings.
New beginnings. Now take a look of the dates. I think I have them up there, Pat. Here are the dates of those eight. 162 to 163, 795 to 796, 842 to 843. These are the dates when these tetrads occurred on the feast days of Israel. Sign, season, God saying something. 860 to 861, 1493 to 1494, 1949 to 1950, 67 to 68, and? Okay. All right. Now, blood moons. John Hagee's book, I'm going to give you a little bit from his book. Are y'all hanging in there? Are y'all breathing? This is so we are not ignorant Christians. What is happening when you hear about it? It's even on the news this morning. What do you hear? What do you understand? What might be happening? Well, we don't know. God can do anything. Someone say with me, God can do anything He wants. Amen. The coming Shemitah year. Say the word with me, Shemitah. Shemitah is a Hebrew term. And in the Bible, a Shemitah occurs every 7 years. There's a picture of the week every 7 days, and on the seventh day it was to be a what? A Sabbath day, a day of rest before the Lord. While observing Shemitah, every 7 years on that seventh year, the 7 years, if you'll observe it, you are guaranteed abundance. Neglecting it in the Bible led to judgment. Every 7 years, we experience a Shemitah year in which God allows something to happen that gets our attention, church, whether we're ready or not. How many know God knows how to shake up His people and wake us up? Amen. How many pray you're wide awake no matter what God wants to do, you're wide awake to see it?
Yes.
Look at what happened just in the last several Shemitah years. Now hang in there with me. 1973, Roe versus Wade occurred. In that Shemitah year. Since then, we've had the deaths of 60 million plus babies. 1980, Saddam Hussein invades Iran, beginning the Gulf War years. Shemitah of 1987, a supernova occurs. I don't know if you remember that, but it could be seen by the naked eye. Hadn't been seen like that since the 1600s. And that same year, the U.S. stock market took a total crash. 1994. Yasser Arafat returns to the Middle East. A rare earthquake occurs in North America on the New Madrid fault line. It spans the Midwest of the United States all the way up to Canada. Shemitah year of 2001. What happened in 2001? 9/11. America was attacked by radical Islamic terrorists, killing nearly 3,000 Americans. Do I believe that was the will of God? No, I don't. I don't believe that was the heart of God, but I do believe the Lord allows things to happen to wake us up, stir us up, bring us to repentance as a country, and try to teach us and wake us. You read through the scriptures and God stirs. How many know God's a loving God? The love of God. And He wants all men to come to what?
Repentance.
Shemitah year of 2008. America experiences a stock market crash on September 29. We're still having trouble recovering. The market falls 777 points in one day, the greatest one-day decline in the history of Wall Street. Add 7 years to 2008 and you get, your next Shemitah year is 2015. The last four blood moons will occur. Remember, Psalm 102 says, if it's up there, God has a set time. You will arise and have mercy on Zion for the time to favor her. Yes, the set time is come. Now, only three tetrads have occurred in the last 500 years that are significant to Israel and fall on the Jewish feasts. These are the only tetrads that have a total solar eclipse somewhere within the series, just like what's coming in 2014 to 2015. This Shemitah year will begin on the first day of the Jewish New Year, the Feast of Trumpets of 2014, and it will conclude on the following celebration of the Jewish New Year, the Feast of Trumpets of 2015. I'm not declaring to you, the end is here, this is what's happened. I'm saying, I think we should be ready if it has occurred so few times through history and something significant has taken place in the world when the only other few times have occurred, something remarkable happened. So, what happened in those three times that are significant to Israel? Well, in 1492, Spain expels the Jews. It was a horrible time, a bloodbath for the Jewish people. But also that same year, Columbus discovers America, which welcomes the Jewish people. 1948, Israel was reborn as a nation. 1967, Israel wins the Six-Day War, absolute and utter miracle, and recaptures Jerusalem. For the first time in 2,000 years, Jerusalem and the State of Israel were together again. Isn't that interesting? The occurrence of a tetrad. Now, let's just go down kind of a list. I think I have that list here. Let's just look at what's rare or what's common. The occurrence of a total lunar or of a lunar eclipse is common. The occurrence of a total lunar eclipse is less common. The occurrence of a tetrad or four consecutive blood moons, total lunar eclipses, is rare. The occurrence of a tetrad with a total solar eclipse within its series is very rare. A tetrad, one more up, Pat. A tetrad with a total solar eclipse that is significant to Israel's history and the Jewish feast, a little down, thank you, is very, very, very rare. The occurrence of a tetrad with a total solar eclipse, historically significant to Israel and Jewish feasts that include a Shemitah year within its series, is very, very, very rare. But a tetrad with a total solar eclipse, historically significant to Israel and falling on the Jewish feast with a Shemitah year that corresponds with the Feast of Trumpets, the Jewish New Year within its series, is astronomically rare. All right. I want you to say with me, if you will, the last phrase on this overhead. Pastor Carl Barden said, and I believe we ought to believe it, get ready, stay ready, and grow. You might consider, what is this all about? What a bunch of hooey. I believe Jesus is alive and well. God is alive and well. And his timetable continues to tick. And God says, will my people do what he said in the Bible? Watch and pray. Watch and pray. So, Lord, whatever you are doing, include us, please. Whatever you're doing, let our eyes be open, our ears be open, our hearts beat entwined with yours, and let us be ready. Amen?